Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And we come to offer praise and thanks to God for His goodness to us, also realizing in His goodness He will always strengthen us to be His instruments in the world of goodness, of His love, peace, and joy. We welcome those of you who are joining us here at the Cathedral, visiting. Welcome to the Mother Church. And welcome to your home away from home. Always indeed feel very much here the love of Christ from all who come here to celebrate who He is. And to all of you who are joining us via television, radio, and internet, we pray for you this morning and we pray for you every day here at the Corpus Christi Cathedral. We pray this day is filled for you and your family all the love, peace, and joy that comes from Jesus, who desires everyone to experience a day filled with what is His love. My dear family, realizing the love that the Father has for us, giving us His only begotten Son, let us turn to Him in His name, seeking pardon for our sins as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy. Bestow in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While Abram's visitors walked on further toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord? Though I am but dust and ashes, what if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." But Abraham persisted by saying, "What if only 40 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, "Let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there." Still, Abraham went on, "Since I have dared thus to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? The Lord answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But still he persisted, "Please, let not my Lord grow angry if I speak up for this last time. What if there are at least 10 there?" He replied, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord.
Build up strength within A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything, I tell you.' If he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find, knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Let's see. My dear, here in the first pew, can you stand up real quick? My dear, second, third pew, can you stand up real quick, my dear? Go ahead and stand. One, two, you stand right there. Go ahead and stand. Three, okay, over there, McNiff, little McNiff, stand. Okay, four, five, you stand, young lad. Six, that little girl right there between mom and dad. Seven, and behind her, eight, you young lad in the orange shirt. Nine, and then right here in the 10. Praise God, we're safe. I have found 10 innocent ones among us. So you can take a deep breath because you know you're in good hands. Now, those of you that I overlooked, well, take it up with God. Abraham, in a sense, just asking God, what if I only find 10? Well, we found 10 in our midst, praise God. Then I will spare the rest. My family, these are the ones we must look for. No offense to the servers, by the way, okay? I'm sure I could have found at least one over here. So, but it's about realizing in so much darkness in the world right now, where is the light? In a world that, for whatever reason, has become darker and darker, you, my dear family, must remember to remain as light. Light to the world. Light to every person. Because in the midst of being overcome by the darkness, they're still looking to come out of it. But they're wondering, will anyone hear my cry? Will anyone see me in the midst of everything that surrounds me? Will anyone care that I have gone astray? Will all I experience when I ask is a response that tells me, go elsewhere? Will my effort in seeking to belong to a family end up in me receiving simply rejection? Or if I knock, will I simply be told, it's too late, go away? And I'm not talking about the hour of the day. I'm talking about the hour of the life. Praise be to God. That God is always with his ear open to listen to what we ask for. Praise be to God that his eyes are always open when we are seeking and he sees us seeking. And praise be to God that his heart is always open so that when we come knocking, we don't have to worry. Because the door is wide open. Simply walk in. Into what? Into his heart. Into his arms. Into his love. Because when we ask of him, he will give us. When we seek him, he will be there for us. And when we knock, he will welcome. And it's never too late. That's the good news. And my family, we have to realize this good news, you and I must be in the world. During communion, when we're approaching the Lord, we're going to sing a hymn, Christ Be Our Light. And my family, I invite you, only sing that if you believe in the words you're hearing. That we live in a world where people are longing for this light, A world where people are longing for peace. A world where people are longing for food, longing for shelter. And I'm not talking about the physical aspect of these words. There are people who are seeking shelter from the coldness of the world, and that shelter is found in the warmth of this house. You, me, in this presence, where these doors are open, and they can walk in, and they can be shielded from the world that has judged them, condemned them, mistreated them. And in you they will find restoration, wholeness again, because of the compassion that is shown to them. But will they find that in you? Will they find that in me? My family, if we have found that with our Lord, how can we offer anything less than what He has given us? We can't. We can never grow tired to where from our lips and our hearts comes to the one, it's too late. No, it's never too late in His heart. It's never too far gone to where you cannot return. Family, and I say that purposely, family, we must be that presence. For if not, then we are not a family. We are simply a group of people, very much an individual connected to no one except myself, but not here and not with Him. With Him and here, there's enough seating at the table for everyone to be welcomed. And there's enough love in this heart for everyone to find some for themselves. And so, in case you're wondering, I want you to go like this right here. Go to your heart right now. The other side. Do you hear it? It's pumping. It says, I'm alive. And it says, I'm open. And it says, I'm willing to love whoever enters my presence. Until we take our final breath, it is this love that people are asking for. This love people are seeking for themselves. This love that they are knocking on your heart that you may be generous to share. And perhaps we're the ones asking. We're the ones seeking. We're the ones knocking. And to whoever you ask and seek and knock, be generous in saying, here it is. It's all yours. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, Abraham appealed to the Lord to ask for mercy, and the Lord heard him. Therefore, we can confidently appeal to the Lord with our petitions for our neighbors, trusting they will be heard.
We pray for our church, that we may always acknowledge our sinfulness and look to God for forgiveness and mercy. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our prayer. For our diocesan natural family planning ministry, that the Lord God will call people with a variety of talents and treasures to share in his work, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who often do not have enough to eat, that they may be fed, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here today, that we may persist in our prayer, trusting in our loving God to care for us in all our needs, and for the eternal repose of the soul of Teresita Concordia Brand, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And also that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of James H. Johnston, Roman Villarreal, Calvin Lawson, David Byrd, and Loretta Martin, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we rely on your care and generosity as we pray to you as your Son taught us. Help us to care for one another and to shower those in need with generosity as we follow the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Child.
brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the offerings which we bring from the abundance of your gifts, that through the powerful working of your grace, these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God. For we know it belongs to your boundless glory that you came to the aid of mortal beings with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself, that the cause of our downfall might be the means of our salvation through Christ our Lord. Through him the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exalted praise as we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us stand in prayer. We have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just one announcement, the Bloodmobile is here this morning, here on the La Pond side, so if it is that time of the year for us to give that gift of ourself in such a special way, please do so, stop by. As you know, the need is always there, the unpredictability of what occurs can always be met with the certainty that we have done our part to assure that there will be blood available for all our brothers and sisters in need. So please stop by and give that gift of self today. Praying you have a very blessed, blessed week. The Lord be with you. And may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Thanks be to God. Please turn to one another and wish each other a very blessed Sunday.
Seeking first the kingdom of God. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million-dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.